You're listening to As It Happens, heard Monday through Friday on CBC Radio 1 and across the U.S. on member stations of Public Radio International. Trying to understand what's going on in China can be a bit like reading tea leaves in the dark. This week, China's official news agency shed some light on the situation by publishing a speech by President Hu Jintao to the Politburo. In the speech, the president made his most significant call for more democracy. Charles Burton is a former political advisor at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing, but we reached him in St. Catharines, Ontario.
Dr. Burton, you've read the reports, I'm sure, or heard them, of President Hu's speech calling for more democracy.
Yes, I have seen that.
What does this mean? How seriously should we take this?
Well, he said that there should be efforts to expand the orderly participation of citizens in political affairs and to guarantee the people's rights to carry out democratic elections, decision-making, management, and supervision according to law. And active and steady promotion of political system reform. This is not a new idea, but it's interesting that he says this, and the word democratic elections is interesting, and the idea that people's rights to a democratic elections is quite interesting. So I think that, the Chinese Communist Party has been, people are alienated from the party these days, and there's a lack of interest in politics, and so I think that it's a desire to try and make the party relevant.
Yeah, but, when the Chinese talk about democratic elections, are they thinking of, like, Cuban-style democratic elections or a real democracy?
Well, they do have elections in China that they refer to as, needless to say, democratic. There are elections at the village level. There is some elections inside the party for certain positions in the sense that you have elections where there are more candidates than positions, but it might be that there are 80 positions and 86 candidates, say, and the candidates have been selected. So the notion of democratic elections is not really comparable to our idea of what a democratic election is all about. But presumably what he's referring to is democratic elections in the Western democracy sense, because he's talking about a change.
But not multi-parties or anything like that.
It didn't say anything like that. I think that would be quite a stretch.
But you said the party is not really in favor. They're looking for more participation. That's probably a serious goal, right?
Yes, and I think that, there have been leaders in the past who have felt that if they held elections that the people would vote for them. And perhaps a kind of Gorbachev sort of mistake, in the sense that he might feel that if he went up for election as president of China, that he would win the election. I think that remains to be seen. In the history of non-democratic leaders being subsequently elected to democratic governments has not been too good.
Mm-hmm. What do we know about his inclinations?
Well, his background is in engineering, as is a lot of his associates, and so he's a technocrat. And I think that from the technocratic point of view, there is a lack of fit between a free market economy and political institutions which are about the same as they were when China had a Stalinist planned economy. So there is an interest in trying to make the political system and the economic system more compatible. But at what cost? And if the people whose legitimacy for being in power is based on the old political institutions, would they be able to carry on in power under new political institutions? And that would be very much a question.
But if he wants to make these changes, does he have to drag along a lot of other members of the Politburo, or is there a general sense that changes
are
coming and have to come?
He's calling for something which the previous administration had not wanted to do. There had been some thought in 1998 at the 20th anniversary of China's implementation of the economic reforms that his predecessor, Jiang Zemin, would announce a program of political reform, and so Jiang Zemin would make his mark on Chinese history by having brought China into the modern world by promoting a democratic politics in China. Jiang didn't do that. But Mr. Jiang still holds a great deal of power in China because he's maintained the position of being chairman of the Central Military Commission. And so I think, in a sense, Mr. Hu is carving out a distinctive politics for Mr. Jiang, and that this will play its way out in the factional struggle between the old guard and this new emerging guard of technocrats that Mr. Hu is in charge of, is the head of.
That little spat in Hong Kong recently where the people of Hong Kong rejected, essentially, didn't they, the China security law?
Mm-hmm. The anti-sedition law, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has that played any role?
Well, I guess it might have played a role in the sense that the Chinese leaders had been down in Hong Kong just before. The Prime Minister of China was down in Hong Kong. And I think that they had no idea that the demonstrations were going to be as large as they were. My understanding is that they thought they'd be about a tenth of the size. And then subsequently, of course, the legislation was withdrawn by the Hong Kong Chinese. And so the mainland lost face. And so I suppose that if one was a systems engineer, one would feel that one's feedback mechanisms had fallen down significantly.
Mm-hmm.
But in a different system where there was more contact between the party and the people, where the people were more actively involved in political affairs and not feeling that politics is something that's not so relevant to them, that maybe the result would have been different.
Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Nice to talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charles Burton is an expert on China. He teaches at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario.